I'm Steve Martin. Welcome to Unreal Bluegrass. In this hour, we're going to talk to Vince Herrmann, founding member of Leftover Salmon. He has a new album, Enjoy the Ride. He's touring with the band that's on the album, and it has a very distinct country feel, all kinds of different country that's involved. We're going to talk to Vince. We're going to first play for you from Enjoy the Ride, Lost Lover's Eyes, and then that'll begin our conversation with Vince Herrmann, our guest for the day. I enjoyed this greatly. Vince is just has a great personality and a great sense of humor, and maybe you find that in Leftover Salmon. If you've seen him live, I have. Good show, always. So let's listen to Lost Lover's Eyes, a cut chosen by Vince from his new album, Enjoy the Ride. Every song that we play in this interview section of Unreal Bluegrass is chosen by the artist. I ask them to do that, and they're always happy to comply. Thanks for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. To the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard a brand new cut from Vince Herrmann's album. What we just listened to was Lost Lover's Eyes. It's from a brand new album, Enjoy the Ride. And on the phone, I'm really happy to have Vince Herrmann. How are you, Vince?
I'm doing great. It's a fine day in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Well, that's a good. It was a fine day where I'm at too. Just like here's a little look at fall. In the nice way before we get into the crunch time, but in Mississippi they probably don't have fall. I don't know if they do or not, but
it's peak fall. I mean, the trees are still at their best, and we've been up in Wisconsin and all that stuff, and just kind of following the tree color south. It's been
okay,
good run.
That's good. Listen, Vince Herrmann is the listeners would know. Leftover Salmon on Unreal Bluegrass, and I'll just say this too, that we've had on Andy Thorne, the regular banjo player with Leftover Salmon, twice. Once to talk about the band and the festival, and once because he plays banjo to foxes out up in the mountains, and that was kind of a cool thing that he did. And I've also had Tim Newby, great writer, wrote a great book, Leftover Salmon, 30 Years of Festival. I really enjoyed Tim's writing, but this is Vince Herrmann with another, we'll say another band or another gig that he's doing with this Enjoy the Ride thing, which is, tell me again, the label that it's on, Vince, while I got you.
It's on Lohi Records out of Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
Some friends who had the brilliant idea to start a record label at this day and age. Man.
There's always room for 100 more, I think, would be the best thing to seems like they're everywhere. So and I want to get into the album. We played the Lost Lover's Eyes. This is I don't like to put the labels on things, and I've seen Leftover Salmon, and like I said, the audience hears Leftover Salmon a lot on this show. This might be more pulling from other resources, maybe you've done that on purpose. I think you have, but before we get into that, let's talk about who's in this album, who's playing with you as they tour now.
Yeah, on the album stuff, it was the National A-List guys like Dave Rowe, who's recently passed, a phenomenal bass player and a real icon in the Nashville scene, and Russ Paul and Pete Abbott on drums, Jason Carter, Bronwyn did a little twin fiddle.
A couple great fiddle players, yeah.
Daryl Scott and Tim O'Brien on vocals.
You loaded up.
Yeah, we loaded up. We had a good time. And my son Silas was on mandolin.
Oh, really? Okay.
On the record.
Okay. I don't think I've never seen him with Leftover Salmon, which means I've not seen him. So is he touring with you now?
He's touring with me now in the Vince Herrmann band.
Yeah, okay.
I'm touring the songs from this album.
Yeah.
And I just love being out on the road with my son. It's a six-piece band with Dakota Holden on pedal steel, Nate Graham on bass, Lawrence Nemmons on drums, Ian Corey Kraft on the fiddle, and Silas Herrmann on guitar and mandolin, and myself.
Okay.
And we're having a good time. We're hitting the road hard this
year. You really are, and I talked to Vince off the air about this. The tour schedule is pretty intense, and which leads me to believe you're having a good time. I hope.
Yeah, you know, while Salmon was taking some time off, you know, I really want to be out with this band as much as possible, and you know, I thought, you know, hey, I'm 60 years old. Why not start a new band? So we're out here trying to do it and trying to make it stick. And I'm having a great time.
Or let me just say this too, Vince, for people that are close to me geographically, November 14th, you're going to be in the city a couple counties over from me in Newport at the Southgate Revival House, which would be a great show. But that's just one of many, many stops. But I'm going to look forward to seeing you there. It's a great house, by the way. You'll enjoy it if you've never been there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This will be a good place for you. So this album, you mentioned the Nashville A-listers, which to the people listening, there are people and there are so many great musicians in Nashville, and you mentioned a bunch of them. But you went to Nashville to pick up these people and to make an album that I think is different than what they might expect from Vince Herrmann, or certainly from Leftover Salmon, from what they might have heard from not being in Nashville. Yeah. There's a lot of country, great country groove to this, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, this album to me is kind of how I define country music, which is perhaps a little wider of a definition than most. But to me, it's ballads and yeah, bluegrass and Cajun music and good country rock and all that kind of stuff is what I've always kind of enjoyed listening to and. You know, I've kind of seen Salmon as a country band, but I guess we've gone so far down the jam band culture that the country stuff is kind of obscured. But yeah, I wanted to really kind of point in the country direction with this record, and I've been lucky enough to write with some real great writers in Nashville and had a pile of songs I wanted to do something with, so I better make a record.
There are so you went to am I right? You went to Nashville because you wanted to make sure that you could make those connections with these songs that are on the. There's 12 songs on the new album, but am I correct? You wanted that feel of being in Nashville because you were thinking something along a country sound.
Oh no, I wasn't thinking at all.
Wait a minute.
Pandemic. I bought an RV and ended up traveling around the country in my little bubble, and landed in Nashville and did the first co-writing I'd ever done.
Okay.
And I was there for about a month and probably wrote 20 songs. I'm like, man, this is probably where I should be hanging out. You can get a lot done in this town, you know. I went back and came back and bought a house. And I've been in Nashville for about 3 years now. Was lucky enough to meet Dave Ferguson, the producer, and he brought in the A-list cats to make an album.
Wasn't David a fiddle player?
No, Dave was a bass player.
He played, gotcha. Okay.
Stanley and Jimmy Martin.
There you go. Thank you. For some reason, I get that confused with another guy. Thanks for that.
But he's a great producer. He's produced Tyler Childers and Sturgeon Clemson and
pretty strong.
All kind of folks.
Pretty strong. We started with Lost Lover's Eyes, and that's the first cut on the album, and didn't ask anything about it, and we kind of got into the overall feel of the thing. But you chose that song. I always ask artists to choose songs, and so Vince chose that one to lead off with, and tell me a little bit about that song. I'll hit on some of these songs as we go through in the overall. Go ahead. Lost Lover's Eyes. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, that one I wrote with Ferg, the producer Dave Ferguson, and Pat McLaughlin, who was John Prine's guitarist for a bunch of years and co-wrote a lot with John. So sitting out in the parking lot one sunny Nashville afternoon and that one up. And it's just got a great feel to it. Love playing it with the band. It'll pull you out to the dance floor, I'm hoping. Tells the story and.
What more can you want?
Long lost lovers. Who doesn't love seeing one of them every once in a while?
In the right circumstances.
Yeah.
You can't have them show up when they're not supposed to be there. And I'm just saying that hypothetically. It's a really great, I've listened and listened and listened, and I keep thinking, well, Coraline, if that isn't a country song name, I don't know what is. But all these things, and Flying, and all these songs on here, and Coraline, I'm thinking, well, that just fits right into. You have songs on here that are, you mentioned, and there's a very New Orleans sound to me. My scribble says the almost traditional New Orleans jazz on one of the songs, and I have a Texas swing Lately, yeah. I think has more of a Texas swing song. Any Other Way is more like it to me. In New Orleans, I would say traditional jazz, but country and blues also. But yeah. You have a lot of, there's just so, I mentioned Coraline because of the name, but I think it is kind of a very, very country sounding name. Maybe it's not.
And it's a story song, you know, very much a Cajun thing. It's a story about a dance I had when I was 19 years old.
It's a waltz. It's
this Cajun festival and a very, very famous Cajun fiddle player was playing, and I was dancing with his beautiful daughter, and she was singing French lyrics in my ears.
Oh, no.
And 40 years later, I was telling Channing Wilson, the co-writer on that, the story of that dance, and he's like, all right, let's write it.
And that's, I have my scribbles. What I do is I listen to songs, I just make little, I have waltz. I have waltz time on that. Is that mm-hmm. pretty accurate? Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. The title cut, Enjoy the Ride, we're going to introduce that as I'm finished with you and let you get on your way, but Rattlesnake, that's a different, that's one that I think is kind of sticks out with from the rest of them as far as the, and again, it could just be me. I just listen for things. I don't try to pigeonhole things, Vince. I just want to get into what's going on in the artist.
Yeah, it's a different thing. It's it's definitely a vehicle in the live show to open it up and get some big solos going on and stuff, and opens it up to a kind of a psychedelic swamp jam or something. And it's a tune I wrote with Phil Lammons from the band The Blue Dogs back in the day, and another story kind of tune.
Yeah. See, are all of these co-written or just for the audience? Or
yes, okay. Yes, they are.
Okay, well, whenever I mention a song, then make sure that you tell me who you co-wrote it with, because I don't want to slide anybody, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
Any Other Way is the next cut, number six, and that's the one that I think is just straight out of New Orleans, but tell me a little bit about that one. I have notes about it, but I don't want to say anything until you explain.
Yeah, Any Other Way is another song I wrote with Pat McLaughlin and Dave Ferguson, actually, right after Lost Lover's Eyes, the same afternoon. And Pat McLaughlin came with the progression. And I said, how about this thing, boys? And then he played the progression through once and just started up kind of making up something to say, something to drape on the melody, as they say. And, it was started thinking, let's tell a story about a guy that goes out and has a beer.
That's a start. That's a start.
It happens. Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Yeah. Let's make him dance. But Any Other Way is just, you know, a story about being out on the road for all the years that I've been out there and having a good time, and the fact that I wouldn't really have it any other way than all that's happened to me over the years.
Help me remember this, Vince. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Vince Herrmann, who you may instantly recognize from Leftover Salmon, but we're talking to Vince about his brand new album, Enjoy the Ride, and the tour, and all the songs on it, and all the little bits behind it. I'd like to leave some interpretation to the listener, but some of these sounds are so just jump right out at me. The Out of Love Songs is the song that, if that's not a honky tonk, I swear I even hear Don Rich back in there somewhere throwing, you know what I mean? He's like, he's back to where's the, that to me is just a good old honky tonk country song. And I kept thinking, what is that sound? And I kept thinking of Buck. I'm not saying you sing like Buck. I'm just saying way in the background, there was a guy hitting those things that Don Rich would just sit there and scrape the rafters with.
That there is Mike Armistead, the fellow that I co-wrote this one.
Oh, okay.
And also wrote this one with Ronnie Bowman.
Oh, sure. Yeah, gosh.
And when I got to Nashville, it was in the winter and ended up renting this place that was right next to Mike. And, next month or so, we'd spend Saturday mornings around the wood stove and writing tunes. He and Ronnie and I, and one we pulled out of there one day, and it's fun little ditty.
It's great. So, well, I think that's a good intro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
That's not that song. It's a different song.
Okay.
It's on a different record by a different band.
Well.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah,
I can,
that is my Garmin that's on a lot of love songs.
You know, Vince, I'm leaving all this in. I don't edit stuff out unless somebody falls over dead. So we're leaving this in because it's real and it's happening now. But all out of love songs is all right. So that is there's a honky tonk sound to that. So now that we know the song and the record we're talking about, I want you to maybe you've already introduced it because I want to play that for the listeners. So you can do a little intro to All Out of Love Songs, and then I'll play it and come back and talk to you. So whatever else you want to say about the song that we think we're talking about, do that now, and I'll come back and talk to you.
All right, this is All Out of Love Songs, a song I co-wrote with my buddy Aaron Ratier, who is just one of the most hysterical people on the face of the earth.
Good.
And that's Mike Armistead singing that high harmony on there.
Man.
Takes it right to hee-haw.
Yeah,
he plays with the Tennessee Mafia string band.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know who they are. Okay.
It's a fun little ditty. And, you know, three chords and the truth, they say. But, you know, there's probably not a lot of truth to the fact that I'm out of a love song. So, you know, three chords and not the truth might be the more
not the particular
truth. In this case.
All right, Vince, we're going to play that cut, and then I'll come right back and talk to you. I'm really happy to talk to Vince Herman today. So we'll play that All Out of Love Songs, and I'll come right back and talk to Vince. So that was it. That's the song right there that we sort of talked in circles about, but I think we finally got the right one. The whole album has all these, like, lately... that's to me, and again, I hate the pigeon. I don't like the color people's. I listen and listen and listen and listen. I'm a scribble, which is a scribble, says Texas swing almost. Unlately, there's kind of a swing Texas sound to that.
Yeah, you know, it's a big.
You don't have to agree with me. That's just what I hear in my head.
Yeah, it's Texas swing with a little bit of a bluegrass. Kind of element to it, you know, heavy on the pedal steel, you know,
that Texas style.
And it's a dance hall tune, and it's another one I co-wrote with Ronnie Bowman.
Ronnie writes really great songs, so you know that, but everybody listening here, he writes so many songs that we don't know about as listeners, unless you look into all the credits that I do. He writes so many songs for people who make so many dollars off of them. He's just that good at it, and every once in a while he records himself. But he's top of the line. He's top of the line.
Yes.
So let me ask you this then. We've kind of hit on some of the songs, and I think I've gotten the feel of what the album is. I want to remind the listeners, it's Enjoy the Ride, and I'm talking to Vince Herman, who's on a brutally happy tour, I think. If you look at his website, if you look up Vince Herman, you'll find that chances are he's going to be somewhere near you throughout this thing. You're a busy man. You're a busy man. That's why I'm so appreciative of your time to talk about this. But the album, is it available on your website also? And if it is, tell me the website real quick. So
it is. You can go to VinceHerman.com. And check it out. You can also get it at Lohi Records, LOHI.
Okay.
And and you can come out to a show and see us. Go home and play it out your window real loud for your neighbors.
Hey, help me on my memory here. The last time I saw Leftover Salmon probably was before COVID just shut everything down, and it was like a living room setting. Is that even the name of what the given to that tour? Everybody was kind of in rocking chairs, and there were rugs, and you had piano, and you had some incredible piano player and a drummer that I'm thinking you stole from a jazz quartet somewhere.
Alvin Robinson on drums.
What a great show. And that was pretty relaxed. Everybody was sitting around.
And Eric Deutsch was on the keyboard for that tour, who's now at the Black Crows.
Oh, cool. I didn't. All right. There you go. That was a great show. I saw that in, I think, Middletown, Ohio. No reason for you to believe that or to remember that particular venue. But it was a nice place up in Middletown right before you get up to Dayton area, Ohio. I want to talk about Drinking Alone. That's a great way to end what we've decided is maybe a country album. Then I'm going to have you come back and introduce the title cut, Enjoy the Ride. So talk a little bit about Drinking Alone, because you're not really drinking alone.
Yeah, I wrote this one with my buddy Rob Snyder and Chris Davison, I believe. Yeah, you know, it's about a guy who hanging at home, sitting around by himself at night, decides to have himself a drink. and you know, sometimes, you know, you just sit there and think, and all these people pass through your mind, and, you know, just kind of acknowledging that, you know, he's sitting there having a beer by himself, but you know, there are all these people kind of there with him
in his mind. Yeah, I like it. It's a great way to end 12 cuts. Enjoy the ride. Vince, I'm so glad I had a chance to, and I will give a credit to Erin. Erin Schultz is always good to me, and she always helps me find the good artist that I want, and she's very good at it. So you're lucky to have Erin on your side. She's a great person to have in that corner. As I promised to you, I will let you introduce the title cut, enjoy the ride, and then I'll let you go back to whatever you're doing, touring or sitting in a parking lot writing songs. But let's talk a little bit about the title cut, and then I'll let you go.
All right, this one's, like I said, it's called Enjoy the Ride, and that's what I've been doing for a whole lot of years, and I gotta say, I'm just enjoying it more and more all the time, and I hope you enjoy this, getting this one in your ears.
All right, man. Listen, Vince, I will hopefully see you in less than a week, maybe, but do appreciate your time. I know it's publicity is something that you got to do as a band member. I've enjoyed it immensely. I've always enjoyed Leftover Salmon. I love this album, Enjoy the Ride, and I'm real happy to have a chance to share your thoughts with the audience. So I will now segue right into the title cut, Enjoy the Ride, and I'll let you go, and then I'll see you down the road.
Festival!
Thanks. Go back to whatever you're doing.
Thank you so much. Sure appreciate it.
I'll see you, man.
Okay. Bye.